Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. As always, please like, share, subscribe, support, criticize. I always love input and feedback. Please continue to send me your prayer requests. Okay, we got that out the way right now. So you ever notice how sometimes people like to torture themselves in their own mind? Like, they constantly worry, they constantly panic and go back and forth and wonder what's going to happen if this happens, what's going to happen to me if this and this situation and that situation. And it can sometimes get to a point where they drive themselves so crazy, in fact, that it almost ends up being worse than whatever the outcome that they worried about was. Our mind is such a beautiful, powerful weapon. I mean, because of the mind, we've created some amazing things: cinema, music, arts, technology. But within that same mind, we could intentionally destroy ourselves or stress ourselves out to the point where we end up having physical problems and defects. We can get in our heads so much that it ends up messing up whatever it is that we were about to do when the chance to do that thing finally comes. We will never be able to calculate just how many relationships that had true potential, for example, ended up becoming a failure because one person couldn't get out of their own head and put the phone away or just relax and go do something else with their time. And I'm not talking about deeper issues. I'm talking about somebody just being anxious and being a little overeager and not being able to stop themselves, not having the discipline within their own mind to allow time and space and things to develop. Business relationships fall apart that same way as well. You know, I did an earlier episode where I talked about health and how God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to clean up our act a little bit. And that's how we were originally designed, to be healthy, mind, body, and soul. I talked a little bit about discipline in the body. Well, there's supposed to be discipline in the mind as well. God does not want us to be anxious. The Bible teaches us not to be anxious. The Bible teaches us to have discipline. The Bible spends a lot of time reminding us about who God is to encourage us, reminding us about how we should look at situations so that we don't worry and that we don't panic and cause ourselves stress in our mind. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The Bible teaches us not to worry, and then it actually tells us to go do something. Go pray with thanksgiving. How do you pray with thanksgiving? You think about what you're thankful for. You think about what God has done. So you're already training your mind to focus on something positive. And then with supplication, that is to earnestly and to humbly pray before God. You are approaching God with a reminder of everything that has happened. You are approaching God with a new focus on what he has done and who he is. You are coming before him humbly with a mindset of thanksgiving. And then you are bringing to him this new issue. You are bringing to him this current situation. And as you are going before God, you are beginning to feel better than you originally were when you started to worry about that situation. Lord, I know I'm having trouble with my bills, but you are the same God who took me off the streets. So I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for who you are. And I need you once again to step into this situation. That's what your mind becomes. That's what comes out of you when you do those steps, when you think about it, when you process, and then when you change, when you allow yourself to change and to let go of the worry. Yeah, you still need the help, but you realize that you've been helped. You realize that you have the comfort, so it doesn't hurt as much. It doesn't bother you as much. It just becomes something that needs to address, and that's just life. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I mean, realistically speaking, how often, how much time should you really put thought into your problem and your situation? If you're trying to figure it out, that's one thing, but you don't need to be thinking about that problem all day. You don't need to be thinking about that issue all day. So think about things that make you happy. Focus on the positive. That's what God tells us to do. That's what He teaches us to do. That's what's good for our mental health. Go out, get up, and do something that makes you happy. Me personally, I love video games. I love sports. I like going to sporting events, basketball games, baseball games, you know, music stuff. You know, I have to figure out what works for me and what's going to help me be happy and keep me calm, even when I'm going through a difficult situation. And you have to do the same thing as well for yourself. You have to figure out what makes you happy. Thanks to the internet, we know that if there's ever a story posted online, there's always going to be one person in there who's going to have the most negative thing or a negative thing, period, to say. So we don't ever need to be that person. So be happy. Be happy. And yes, it's not easy. Yes, it takes time to develop. But you can, no matter where you are, no matter what point of your life that you're at, no matter what age you are, you can learn good habits and you can break bad habits. You can break negative thinking. Negative thinking does not need to have a permanent hold over you. But that's all for today, folks. I know this one's a little bit of a short one, but honestly, I talk for as long as I feel I need to, and if I don't have anything else, I just stop then and there. I mean, there's no reason for me to hear the sound of my own voice just to go on and on for no reason, and I've already delivered the meat of my message. So as always, please share, subscribe, like, support, and of course, let's end in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God, for the people listening. I just ask that you continually bless them and help them, Father, and that you would show them, Lord God, who you are, Father, and that you would remind them, Lord God, that you would show them, Father, all that you've done in their minds, even give them dreams about it, Lord God, and remind them of all the things that you have done, Father. Yes, I'm saying it twice, Lord God. Show them, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So that they can have peace. Amen. Thank you all for listening.